Our next speaker is Renee Loveless. Renee is an attorney with the Loveless Law Firm. She was certified as an elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation, as authorized by the American Bar Association, and as recognized by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. She's an emeritus member of the Special Needs Alliance, an organization of attorneys who focus on special needs trusts and special needs planning. Renee's going to talk to us today about pooled trust for older clients. And with that, I give you Renee. Thank you.
I think I'm going to try from up here, and hopefully it won't do anything if I shut this. Okay. And then I have to get the right glasses. Anybody else have to have different glasses for everything they do? Okay, top of page one. 30 years ago yesterday, OBRA 93 became effective, and it basically changed the entire world of Medicaid trust and transfer provisions. One of the provisions was the creation of a first-party, self-settled pooled trust. Now, in footnote two, there's the cite to that, which is 42 U.S.C. 1396 P D4C. So it's very often called a D4C trust, and that's what we're going to call it today. Both the D4C trust, which is self-settled, an individual's own money, and a third-party pool trust are usually administered together. Now, you'd think in 30 years there wouldn't be, after 30 years, there wouldn't be so many unresolved legal questions and untapped opportunities, but there are. We're talking about Medicaid, after all. So before getting into the strategies, I want to go through some of the key characteristics of pooled trusts. I would say that my mission in wanting to make this presentation was to point out all of the, not all, but the fact that there are so many things that attorneys could use pooled trusts for, so many strategies for clients that would be helpful, and that there's room in the market for new pooled trusts if they're wonderful, like some of the pooled trusts we have now. There are two exhibitors with pooled trusts, and I hope people talk to them. They have to be brave to come into Texas because the Arc of Texas is such a powerhouse and such a wonderful pooled trust. But the pooled trusts do different things. Not every pooled trust is similar to the next one. So top of page two, Texas is different. In fact, every state is different from every other state when we're talking about pooled trusts. Even though it's federal law, there are so many different circumstances in each state that make having a pooled trust in each state different. We also have a sizable number of very experienced, wonderful corporate trustees who will take special needs trusts of modest size, and a lot of states don't have that. So bottom of page two, we care about pooled trusts. We want to support the pooled trusts that are so wonderful, and we also want to watch out for some of the sketchy pooled trusts that are out there. There are administrators who have gone to prison for bad acts in running pooled trusts. So one of the other missions in this paper is to talk about what to look out for and how to compare pooled trusts. So top of page three, I have a listing there of some of the other types of trusts and accounts that some pooled trusts operate. But the base for most of them is going to be a D4C trust and a third-party trust. You can expect to see a lot of differences and a lot of changes continuing in the future, but I would say that there are two basic kinds of startups or launches, and one is a social services nonprofit that starts a pooled trust to help individuals with disabilities, and that adds the business side to their social services. But there are also a lot of financial services or investment advisory organizations that create a nonprofit that then runs a pooled trust. So you would think that maybe one would be better than the other, but that's not necessarily true. There are pooled trusts that have started with a social services organization that haven't operated well, and vice versa. So either one can be wonderful, and either one can be can break their promises to the market that they are serving.